Shabbos. We're going to learn a piece from the Archaim HaKadosh and Makashah Sosel Tzadik. Lichtig Shabbos, Lichtig Erev Shabbos, Lichtig Shabbos, Lichtig Chana for Yontif. So in the beginning of the Parsha of Midbar, so it says, V'yadav Hashem HaMoshe V'midbar Sinai, that Hashem spoke to Moshe in Midbar Sinai to count the Yadin, and then it describes more specifically where it was, where it happened, and when it happened. So again, it's V'midbar Sinai, Ba'oil Moed, Ba'echel HaChayidish HaSheni, the first of the second month, B'shan HaSheni, it's in the second year, let's say some marriage with Sarim Lamar. So the Archaim HaKadosh asks that the pasuk seems to be inconsistent. In terms of the place, first it says the larger location, and then the smaller, the more specific location, B'midbar Sinai, and specifically B'oil Moed. But then when it comes to the discussion of the time of when this happened, it goes the reverse. First it gives the specific, and then it zooms out. Be'echa l'chaydesh Hashem, the first day of the second month, B'shan Hashem is in the second year. So when it comes to place, it starts larger and then small. And when it comes to the time, it starts small and then large. So he says like this, V'nira, so it seems, no, Ki'akosav Adarabah, Hiskul Adavir Bashir Shavah, the Pasuk is being consistent. It's being consistent. How so? V'alderach Amrei, it's based on the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Hine Mokum Iti, it says in Pasuk that Hashem said to Moshe, there's a place by me, so Chazal say that you see from there that the Rabbanu Shalom is the ikar place in the whole world. And who tafel loy? And the rest of the world is tafel to that place that Hashem's presence is. So wherever you have a place of Ashras Hashchina, every other location, even physically they're larger, every location is nothing compared to that spot where there's Ashras Hashchina. And so in terms of maybe quantity, there's more space outside of that specific location of Ashras Hashchina. But in terms of quality, the place of Ashras Hashchina is the Iker. So therefore now the Pasuk is taka being consistent. The Pasuk is it says like this. First it says the Iker, so to speak, the larger location is Oil Might. That's really Oil Might is the larger location. Midbar and the desert, Pratafaloi, is really secondary to it. So when the Pasuk is saying, really the Pasuk is talking about, goes from small to large. So the first thing is Midbar Sinai, which physically is large, but compared to the place of Ashras Hashchina, it's very small. So Midbar Sinai is really small, Oil Moed is large. The first day of the second month, that's small. B'shan Hashen is large. So really, it's talking about small to large, and the pasuk is telling us this seaside, which is that every location compared to the spot of Ashras Hashchina is considered very, very tiny and insignificant in Shemai. In time, Shabbos is a place in time that's connected the Beis Hamikdash and the Oil Moed in space. So just as Shabbos might seem to be just one day out of the week, but those that are every year that's connected to Shabbos deeply, and every year it is, knows that even though it's only, you know, physically one day of the week, it's much larger than the rest of the week. And that's exactly what the Pasuk is trying to say over here. Midbar Sinai might be physically larger than Oil Moed, but it's not. It's taka smaller. So the Pasuk is going with that theme. Small to large. Midbar Sinai, Oil Moed. Echa l'chodesh Hasheni, Shana Hashenis. You should be zaycha taka to connect the Shabbos in such a way. And from there, it should be nizgala to the whole world in an ayim niglim that Yidden are the biggest people in the world. The Beis HaMikdash, Eretz Yisrael, is the largest location in the world. And from there, that's how Eretz Yisrael conquers the whole world. What's pshat that Eretz Yisrael spreads over the whole world? Doesn't have to actually spread. It'll be nizgala that the whole world is nothing. It's a mustard seed compared to what Eretz Yisrael is. Shazach to experience the benayim niglam and vizkal sabirachim. B'chanam nakash amrasak deshbrach lazakas is Yisrael l'fichach. Yerulun termeshashenemar.